Nikki Snazel and the Pain Relief Centre on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
We've come to the centre today, which is between Harrogate and Spofforth on that road just near Follyfoot. It's called Sparbottom Farm. It's a lovely place. Tell us why you have picked a venue like this for the MRT centre.
Well, it's really important that where you go reflects everything that you believe in. So we've asked patients. We started many years ago from home, and we said to people, what do you want? And they said, well, we want car parking, we want space, we want it to be peaceful, because if we're stressed up and in pain, we want it to be very tranquil so that someone can hear our voice.
It ticks all those boxes. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can hear, but there's definitely a lot of birds making noise. So it does feel very calm, very tranquil.
Funnily enough, there's a lovely couple from Scarborough that sent me a 3-page letter to say they love the fact there wasn't noisy music and there wasn't sort of lots of hustle and bustle, and they could park the car easily and it felt peaceful.
I also need to mention that you have been the receiver of a pretty impressive award recently. So tell us all about that.
Okay, as Jim Carrey would say, that I'm now a 2-award lady, and the only thing that made me happy is a 3-award winning lady. But more seriously, it's an Excellent in Patient Service Award 2016, which is wonderful because it was presented by my professional body. So for me, that's wonderful. It's a kickstart for me to return to teaching as well, because that's my big mission, really, is to bring treatments to everybody. Every patient deserves to be pain free, and actually bring back a lot of treatments that people really haven't heard about, and also bring in new technologies which are just fantastic, because we don't want to get older and in more pain and less active.
Yep.
So a big thank you to my society for doing that. That was great.
So we're going to have a little look around the centre, have a talk about what goes on in different areas of it. Mm-hmm. Should we start up here? We're in the treatment room up here. So what would
my favourite room?
Your favourite. So what would happen here?
Well, this is when people come in, and if I'm here, then which I'm here at least once or twice a week, I do the assessments and then I treat the pain. So the problem can vary from arthritis to sports injuries to torn muscles or tendons, a whole gambit of different things. So it's important really to listen and sit down and work out what's going on. And then we've got all the various treatment modalities. We've had a play, haven't we, a few minutes ago with a piece of kit, which is, I love it because I can wear it. And it's a piece of technology called deep oscillation that the therapist can actually wear as gloves. Mm-hmm. And we don't get worn out hands, and we can feel what you're feeling. So we get treated at the same time. And I love that, for example. And it's a lovely, soft, gentle way of touching people and understanding where their pain levels are. Because some people are so sensitive and so sore, even putting their jumper against their skin is sore. And other people, you could throw a brick at someone and they didn't feel it. So you understand where they're coming from and what pain they're feeling. And then we have things that aren't quite so nice, like the dry needling technique to release muscle contractures, and all sorts of different mobilizing, manipulation, laser, ultrasound, all sorts of bits and pieces, which are part of the toolbox of physiotherapists. A lovely lady came in this morning and she said, you know, I haven't run for years. And I said, well, why not? And she said, well, I didn't run. I said, well, you know, there was a chap yesterday who said, oh, I can swim, I can walk, but I didn't run. He said, yeah, this car pulled down in front of me. And he said, I was halfway across the road when I started screaming, yippee, because he said, I was running. He said, I hadn't even noticed. I was like, well, I did the treatment work. I don't know, felt a little less creaky. But he actually felt he could. And there's nothing more special than feeling that you could break into a run if you needed to. It makes you feel youthful.
Other places in the clinic as well, we're going to go and have a look around. One thing that you focus a lot on is MRT, so should we go and find out what that is?
Should we go play?
Yes.
This is where we house the magnetic resonance treatment. It's big brother as such is MRI scanning, magnetic resonance imaging. That's the big brother. That's the huge bit of technology. We wouldn't even begin to fit that in here. You know, it's enormous.
And that's what people who go to hospital, the big round machine that you get moved in and out of.
That's that big round machine. This is the little baby brother, so it's not claustrophobic, it's quiet. But all the science is the same as the great big scanning machine. It's got this special electromagnetic frequency. It's got three magnets and it's got a radio frequency. And what it does is it targets tissue that's tired and worn. As we travel through life, we all get a certain amount of what we call osteoarthritis. It's natural wear and tear, it's aging. But for some of us, it becomes really a huge problem. It becomes very sore and we start heading towards joint replacements. Well, this sort of technology that's new to Europe, but it has been around for 10 years, is part of a new type of medicine to say, do you know what? Why don't we have younger joints? Why don't we actually treat the joints? Why don't we see if we can rejuvenate the area a bit, see if we can settle inflammation, reduce the pain so that we can be active and happier and pain-free for a lot longer? This, in combination with physiotherapy and exercises, means that you can get people fitter and get them back to doing sport that otherwise they say, well, no, I'm 40, I'm 45, I can't do this anymore, my joints are starting to ache. Gives people more time. Can't make the joint brand new. Can't make, you know, a 90-year-old joint 21, but it can make the joint healthier.
And what sort of age people do you tend to see?
For this type of treatment, then it tends to be people in their 40s and 50s. Occasionally we'll have a younger sports person, but most people up into their 30s, their joints can normally heal quite naturally.
If people want to come along and have a discussion with you about what you can do for them, what's the best route for them to take?
Well, they can phone up, because Trudy's here every Monday to Friday, bless her. She's my right-hand person who answers the phone and listens to people. Or you can email and you say, should I come along, da-da-da, or they can book an appointment. We can have a chat. They might want to read some of the books I've written about health so that I can empower whoever I see to take the life back. It may be that this isn't suitable for them, but at least I can give them a direction and say, do you know what? You should be doing this. You should be eating that food and doing that kind of activity and having that kind of relaxation. And this is all possible. So when you go back to your doctor, you can say, do you know what? I'm looking after myself. What are you going to do? So if you then need a toxic drug or you need surgery, you have empowered yourself to have the best result possible. There's so much you can do.
So Nikki, thank you so much for being part of it. If people Google Nikki Snazel, Pain Relief Centre, MRT, they will find you online.
They will find me. If they're meant to be here, they'll find me. Then it'll be a nice cup of tea and a biscuit, or as you say up north, a brew.
Nikki Snazel and the Pain Relief Centre on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.